took almost 3 years or maybe more. So if that be so, then we as a committee, executive committee, need to start thinking in the direction of the next strategic plan, which will be 3 years from now. So we would like to have a sense of the floor as to how we move forward. What are your views or expectations from the new strategic plan? Is the structure okay that we have today, or we need to remodel it? How do we draft the plan, the next one, is something which we need to consider. So the floor is open for discussion. Any comments from the members, please? Member for North America, please.
I guess I would just make the point that to do a strategic plan correctly, I think, is a discipline, and it's useful for organizations to follow a plan to do a strategic plan. It isn't something that somebody just sits down and kind of puts together and asks a few people to really do it right. And so I would say, first of all, that I think the Secretariat should consider whether they feel they can do it, and if they need the resources of a consultant, I think it might be wise to have that. I think you also suggested polling contact points, and I certainly think that would be part of it. I was just going to add to that. I think committee chairs also are people to have input into that. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for North America. Member for NASFA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I seem to recall that in the development of the last strategic plan, and my memory might serve me incorrectly, since it was such a long time ago, and it did take several years to develop, that the executive committee perhaps had a hand in developing the initial drafting of the strategic plan. And I wonder if, so that we could make some progress between now and the executive committee in June next year, whether it's something the vice chairs and the chair could take on, similar to what they did in terms of revising the criteria for new work. For assessing new work. In doing that, there would need to be some consultation process, and I haven't thought that through yet either, but regional coordinating committees, we should take advantage of the fact that they will all meet between now and next executive committee, and it's always useful to have their views, and I think a number of the regional coordinating committees have developed their own strategic plans that fit into the Codex strategic overall strategic plan, so their views will be important in that aspect as well. So I would propose that perhaps an electronic working group of the chair and the vice chairs could develop some initial thinking around what our next strategic plan would look like, and then perhaps they could also consult with the members of the executive committee electronically later this year, early next year, so that when we come back together in June next year, we've all had the thinking go through our minds more than once, and that we might have a bit more of an idea of where we'd like to go.
Thank you, Member for NASFA. Chair, please.
Thank you, Chairman. In fact, the current strategic plan was, the initial drafts were prepared by the Bureau, the chair and vice chairs, and then circulated to the executive committee in a couple of rounds for comment and revision. And I believe we could follow that same process this time, observing, as the Secretariat has, that especially if we are to do, as a number of members has suggested, to link this next strategic plan with a business plan and to use it as an outreach tool, we probably need to start now, especially if we're to submit something electronically to the executive committee next December or so. But I just wanted to make the point very clear that the current strategic plan, the initial drafts were in fact developed by the Bureau, so there's absolute precedent. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I was going to agree with the member for North Southwest Pacific, but also agree with the Chair, which is probably a very good thing to do. The process which the Chair described there seems a sensible way forward in order to develop the initial plan. Looking at the current strategic plan, there are like 33 work areas, and I think, again, it's something which as an organisation we would like to look at. We had lots and lots of work areas, and it becomes less strategic the greater number of areas you have in it. It becomes just a work programme. So I think in developing this further, we should give some thought as a committee to a proper strategic direction for Codex. And I also particularly agree, and it's a point I've made before, that the business plan should be very closely linked to the strategic plan, so they form a unit, if you like. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. Are there any other comments, please? Would you like to say anything? The Secretary would like to have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was... Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was very interesting discussion and proposals. And as mentioned by one of the members, as the series of regional committees will start in this biennium 2010-2011, and since they meet only once every 2 years, it's very good to start the process also at the level of the coordinating committees. These are perhaps two separate tracks, or I'm not sure what we want to do in the executive committee, but in the regional committees, that could be the advice of the regional committees would be very useful also because, as mentioned in the discussion, they have some of them have a regional strategic plan, and sometimes they may also have had some ideas at the level of the region, which might be useful to have feedback and perhaps put these ideas in all these other activities, or some proposals they might have at the level of the region might be useful at the level of Codex as a whole, and to put it in the strategic plan. And in relation to the budget plan, to the business plan, and more generally to the budget, some of the main activities, how it is exactly presented, perhaps we could reduce the number of activities, etc. So that can be decided. But in terms of the main activities, especially the areas of standard setting process, these are in the budget, and now we just agreed they would be in the business plan, and they are in the actual budget, the Codex budget, how is it presented now. So that would be important also to remain on the same level at the same type of activities and information that we have in the budget and the business plan now for presentation purposes. So that's important. And also taking into account the strategic plans of FAO and WHO, so that we also need the input of FAO and WHO in this respect, because they have also regularly revising and establishing the strategic plan of the organizations. And that was also mentioned in the budget discussion. So, Mr. Chairman, that's up to the committee to decide how you want to proceed within the committee, but it would be very useful from our point of view to have some sort of circular letter to the coordinating committees to get their views, and that would feed it to the process that would be carried out at the level of the executive committee itself. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Thank you, Secretariat. The proposals that came up from the floor were with regard to the Bureau taking up this work of drafting the document electronically in consultation, of course, with the Codex contact points, with the regional coordinators, with the Codex chairs, and of course, with an active role played by the Secretariat. If the committee can agree to this, that the Bureau takes up this work, then we would start this process. Would like to take the floor? Well, that was the sum and substance. Of course, it will have to be linked to the business plan, the strategic plan. All these things will have to be looked at before taking it forward. Yes, member for Northwest Pacific, please.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to clarify the regional coordinating committees. I think I heard the Secretary say that a circular letter to coordinating committees. I think it's more important than that. I think it's important to have the actual discussion in the regional coordinating committees so that you're not, there's able to be a much more fruitful discussion than responses to circular letters. Well, circular letters are used to inform the, could be useful to inform the executive committee. I think that particularly from our regional perspective, that it would be more important for us to actually have that face-to-face discussion in the actual regional coordinating committee. So whether it can be referred from the executive committee or whether it gets noted by the commission and we ask the commission to refer the issue to the regional coordinating committees, I think our agenda's already been set already, but I really think that in addition to a circular letter, or instead of a circular letter, that there is a real need to have an opportunity for a face-to-face discussion in the regional coordinating committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Naswap. Member for Yorra, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's important that, I think we've agreed that the Bureau will take this forward with input from a wide variety of committees and contact points. So I agree with what the member for North and South West Pacific has said. I think, however, it's important that this executive committee has a stamp, puts a stamp on the strategic plan as well. So what I kind of was thinking was that once the Bureau had developed in initial draft with all those ideas brought in from the Codex family, if you will, this executive committee would have an opportunity to comment on that initial draft before it was put anywhere, and certainly before it went to the Commission. That's the role. That's what I would see as the role of this executive committee in this regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. I think that's correct. We should follow that process. The Secretary wanted to have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, perhaps it was not very clear what my question was, whether the committee would agree to propose to the Commission, because that's for the Commission to take the final decision, that the coordinating committees would be involved. When I was indicating that we would send a circular letter, that would to give the opportunity to countries to prepare their comments or to start looking at the document and to be to be aware that it was going to be discussed, but that was obviously when we send a circular letter for a committee, it's to be discussed in the committee. So, of course, that would be discussed in the coordinating committee. So perhaps it was not very clear, but now I try to clarify that. And in addition, we know that several of the agenda have been for the regional committees have already been distributed. But if there are some additional item of work, it's always the case that at the executive committee or at the commission, there are some additional items of work which are proposed and which could be added to the work of the regional committee. So that's that would be in addition, but I think it would not be any difficulty. So that would be a recommendation of the executive committee to the Commission to ask the regional committees to consider the strategic plan or the future strategic plan. And the idea of sending a circular letter was to ask comments so that countries could be prepared for the discussion. So that was only to facilitate the discussion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Secretariat. Chair, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Following on from the suggestion of the Secretary and the member for NASWAP, I would like to propose to the Executive Committee that when the letter goes to the coordinating committees, that it includes an initial product from the Bureau that essentially lays out some rough ideas about what a new strategic plan might contain, and not that that commits anyone to anything, but it's always easier to react to something than just to think in very unformed terms. Seeing something and being asked to comment on it can help focus the mind and focus the mind on, well, yes, we like this, but we don't like that, or we think you need to do this other thing instead. So I would suggest that the Bureau be asked to come up with a rough outline that could go out as part of a circular letter for discussion at the regional coordinating committees. It might help focus discussion, get a more fruitful discussion at those coordinating committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Member for NASWAP, please.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Whilst I strongly agree with the views just put forward by the Chair, I'd just like to perhaps point out that the Regional Coordinating Committee for North America and the Southwest Pacific is at the end of September. And in order for you to accommodate that timeline, the Secretariat will need to be working overtime before they perhaps take well-deserved leave in August to get a circular letter. And the Vice Chairs might also be working overtime to get a framework ready to go with that circular letter so that the members of NASWAP have adequate time to consult. So I do support your views entirely, but be careful what you wish for. Unless she's got some. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Member for NASWAP. Member for Asia, please.
Thank you, Chair. I agree that what has been discussed in here, that the discussion among the Bureau and asking the view from the coordinating committees. I am somehow interested in the proposal from the North American group, that is to have some the input from the, if possible, the view from input of by the consultants, because this strategic plan has discussed already 6 or some years ago, and the situation surrounding us may have changed. So we may need some new way of thinking. You see, the climate change is not, when we discussed, we didn't so much, that issue was not so imminent. And then the population problem, and there's several problems, and the financial crisis is something others. So we may have, this group may have some new input, new way of thinking. So I think it's important, as North American member suggested, that if possible, we may think about the possibility of having the consultants, good consultants, to advise how we look at this one from new viewpoint. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Asia, please. We have this CC NASWAP coming up in September, and then CC Euro in October. I need to consult my colleagues if we can do it. Okay, delegates, I've had some consultations among the Bureau, and what we have agreed is that, of course, we will not be able to draft a strategic plan. We'll certainly do our best to do the maximum that we could. Sorry. We do understand that the two coordinating committee meetings are coming up in September and October, respectively, and the draft needs to go out certainly latest by mid-August. I mean, we should not set a precedent that we send out documents late. We will draft out a questionnaire, we will work on it, we'll see whatever we can achieve within the shortest possible time as the Bureau, and we will forward it to the Secretariat after due consideration. And then the coordinating committees should, as you said, that should be discussed face-to-face and come up with ideas so that we can start working on a draft plan which can be brought before the Executive Committee next year. If the committee can agree to this proposal, we can conclude the discussion on this agenda. I see no flags. So we will work on these lines. Thank you very much. We have about 30 minutes to go, and I suppose we can discuss the next item on the agenda, which is 4B, the evaluation of the capacity of the Codex Secretariat. I would request the Secretariat to introduce the document, please.
That was enough. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the document we have recalls the background of this discussion. As you recall, we had a general discussion at the Commission and the last session of our committee, the 63rd session, considered all the considers the recommendations 1 to 10 of the evaluation. The consideration was more in detail, and that was we did not reproduce it because it's in the Alinorm 10.33.3 of the last session in December. The Commission had agreed that the 63rd session, the December session, would make some recommendations and send them to the Commission. So we do not perhaps expect so much rediscussion at the present session. The last session asked the Secretary to provide some update on a number of recommendations, those directed directly to the Secretariat. We explained that on the recommendation themselves, of course, that's for the Commission to discuss and take final decision. And so the only input we provided in this case was some updated information recalling how the situation was in terms of availability of documents, what are the items which directly depend from the Secretariat and those which do not really directly depend from the Secretariat, and about which some other discussion is ongoing, especially as regards the question of document. So I will not go into the detail because it's all in the working paper. Question of availability of documents in other languages. We are going to discuss it further under other business. It will be discussed also in the regional coordinating committees, and pointing out the fact that these documents are translated either by the host country or AFIL translation services. What really depends on the Secretariat, it's finalization of adopted texts, planning of publications, timely conclusion of letters of agreement. We wanted to propose the update that it was discussed at the Commission. It was discussed at the Committee on General Principles in relation to co-hosting, but also from a more general point of view. And there were a number of recommendations. And we informed the Commission under the matters referred of the agreement of the Committee on General Principles to provide the information, model letter of agreement, and other items on timetable, etc., on the Codex website to try to facilitate the conclusion of letter of agreement, to provide all the guidance that governments may need when they decide to host a Codex committee. And we have discussed that quite substantially. Further, also there was not anything really new on recommendation 7. We had already discussed that, and we explained that we are always ready to prepare documents and proposals, and you can see in the present discussion in this committee we have done so when we are requested by member countries, of course, and that was some general comment. And then, Mr. Chairman, my colleague will provide some more information on all issues related to communication and website. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. please, you could continue.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. If we go to recommendations 8, 9, and 10, recommendation 8, Codex should improve communication with host governments, member states, through national Codex contact points and the public at large. We have started producing the newsletter. As I said in the previous item, we are going to review it as well. Certainly, we cannot really say that we're reaching the public at large with that newsletter. The newsletter is mainly for contact points. We were having yesterday at the high-level meeting, we had some discussion also about communication and about the need for the Codex Secretariat, FAO and WHO to join forces in order to reach the general public also with Codex themes. And a couple of suggestions were made there. The new Codex website will in the future also offer new ways of communicating with the contact points, more interactivity. We're planning also as a pilot to see if we can use this to receive comments from you, which would then be compiled into working documents. Our sister organization, the IPPC, is actually going a step ahead. They're a little bit further. They're preparing a commenting system where governments will comment on the website and the system automatically provides the comment papers. We're not that far yet in the Codex, but we're certainly going to look at what they are doing and to see if we can learn anything from them through that. Recommendation 9, Codex Secretariat should fundamentally rethink and redesign the Codex website as a function of more proactive communication with the membership, observer organizations, and the public at large. I went into that already, into the description. It's going to look differently. It's going to offer more ways to access information in a different way than before, also committee-oriented. And we're going to put the site online this summer. We're also going to have an information site event at the Commission on the Thursday where we're going to show the site and where we're also going to ask for comments and for any suggestions that you may have what you would wish to have on the website. Because now, for the first time, we will be in the position to implement any suggestions that you have easily. Before, that was not the case. And that was the major work that had been done. Recommendation number 10, the Codex Secretariat should further integrate IT into the daily work of the Secretariat. That is a very interesting suggestion and I think very valid, especially in line to all the interesting tasks that this committee sometimes asks us to do, because many of the tasks are very manual, actually. And just like the additional suggestion that we've had this time to produce all the project documents in one document, if we were to start, while all the project documents were developed, to already kind of log them in a system on the website, the system could put them together easily. But that is also that's something that will have to be done, right? And the work has to be done at some point. It's nobody will do it completely for you. I mean, somebody has then to also put all these documents in the system. But if we think about the life cycle of a Codex work item from the beginning, like from the beginning as the project document to the end as a Codex standard or recommendation, And it has a code from the beginning, and it moves through the step procedure. And if we log it onto our site, it could move through that and could be easy to monitor the thing, and also to get certain kind of reports, like what was suggested, to get all the project documents out of that automatically, so that we don't have to sit there and copy it all out of the reports at some point, which is a certain amount of work, especially if you have to do it in the three languages or more languages. So because that multiplies it by three or four or five or six, depending on how many languages we finally want to have. So that's so far. I mean, we are thinking about that. There are certain other things that could be made a little bit more automatic, things that are now done manually by the secretariat or by some staff in the secretariat. So we are thinking, we are looking at what other organizations are doing, looking at what IPPC is doing and learning from that, and certainly looking for your input on the website once you look at the draft, because many of you have lots of experience with websites and certain expectations of what should be possible. And we look forward for your comments once we have put the new site on. Because there, as was said with the strategic plan, it's much better to get comments once you see something. You see something, okay, you see, oh, yes, that is nice, but I would also like to have this, I would also like to have that. And then we can collect more information from you and then decide what we're going to implement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Any comments from the members? I see no flags. Well, this report of the evaluation of the capacity of the Secretariat and the recommendations which were discussed at the last CC exec and have been updated by the Secretariat this time will be brought before the Commission for further consideration. Perhaps the Commission might wish to listen from us, from the Secretariat, the specific action points once the recommendations are accepted. What are the specific action points on each of the recommendations? Is something which the Secretariat might need to look at. This is what came to my mind. In case there are any other comments from the members, member from Nassau, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I'd like to, if we're going to talk about other specific actions in relation to some of the recommendations. In respect of recommendation number 6 about improving the daily operations of the Codex work through more rigid management of workflow and the timely availability of documents, I suppose it's with some concern that we note that there really doesn't seem to be a great deal of improvement in the timely distribution of documents. You know, this week we've had the budget paper that arrived on Saturday. Most of us had already left our countries. It's an important bit of our discussion, and as the member from North America pointed out, you know, we didn't actually have an opportunity to look at it till lunchtime. And I just wonder if there's some more specific information that the Secretariat could provide about the type of rigour they're trying to put around the timely distribution of documents. I know we've had this discussion before and it's been about translation, but I think the fundamental issue is the preparation of the documents, and I know that it's not the Secretariat that prepares most of the documents, but I think the Secretariat has a role to play in putting some rigour around the timelines that are set for working groups, for member countries, for people that are providing those documents. And perhaps even to the extent that where documents don't arrive in time for them to be translated into the working languages of the specific committee, that item gets taken off the agenda. People don't have the time to prepare proper positions, and particularly with very scientific and technical documents, you know, it's increasingly difficult for developed countries. I really do hate to think what it's like for developing countries. So I would like to see around that recommendation perhaps some more specific activities or actions that the Secretariat think could be taken, and of course there needs to be cooperation from the members as well, but to try and reduce the number of documents that are coming out late.
Are there any other comments? Secretary would like to have the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, there are two different issues, as we indicated. A document, for example, for the Executive Committee are prepared by the Secretariat. It's true the budget paper came late, and it's true, in fact, in many occasions in previous committees, budget papers tend to come rather late because, especially this year, it was a new budget. We wanted to provide more information in its perhaps complex paper to prepare. So that was, and we entirely apologize to the member countries because it was late. And when it is our responsibility, of course, we take that responsibility and we'll, of course, try to improve it. That's why for some of the documents, those for approval of the standards, etc., we try to divide into two parts and start sending them list of standards to be adopted, etc. That was started early. More complex documents, it's true, like the study on the speed of standard and all these, which are more complex, they require more time. And when they are prepared by the Secretariat, it's true, in this particular case, there are delays, and that depends on us. So, of course, we always try to improve. As regards the other part of the type of documents and working documents prepared by countries, the role of the Secretariat and, of course, the host country as well, we send the reminders, we tell the countries and we tell the working groups also, we ask them, we put always some pressure on them, but we cannot decide for member countries, we cannot decide from the Secretariat point of view or even the host country for the committee itself. We cannot delete something from the agenda or any such decision. That would be only for the committee, and that happens in some committees that they would say documents came too late and we could not discuss it. The only thing that we do from the point of view of the Secretariat is that when it's below a certain remaining amount of time, we send the document because it has to be sent, but we say we will not ask for comments because there is not enough time, because that's not practically possible. But we cannot take items out of the agenda. That's really not for the Secretariat, that's for the committee. So the only thing we do, and always in cooperation with the host country, is to try to put some pressure, or try when we are in a committee and countries decide to establish a working group, for example, we try always to say should be ready in time for circulation, for comments, etc. Then later, if it does not come, we send some reminders, etc. But that's we should not go beyond our role, and we cannot limit the number of items on the agenda or the documents. That's really something for the committee itself to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Well, the concern expressed by the member from NASWEP was that if the readers or the recipients of the documents do not get enough time to study it, have consultations at home, digest the documents, they can't really contribute effectively for the work of the Codex. So the point that was made was to have some sort of a SOP with timelines so that documents can be received on time by the recipients to go through it in detail. That was the limited point that was made by the member from NASWEP. Well, are there any other comments from the floor? Would the FAO like to make any comment?
No, señor presidente, solamente.
Not really, Mr. Chairman, but I would merely say that the Codex Secretariat normally does prepare a chart where you see what documents have to be provided for each meeting, an indication as to who is the leader responsible, the person in charge, to make sure that the document is ready and prepared, there's a deadline date, etc., some notes. So I think perhaps what we should insist upon and help the Secretariat with that is to have perhaps a more ongoing sort of follow-up just to follow these charts or these tables that are prepared, so that if there is a problem with one specific document, that it be noted, so that a decision can be taken to solve the problem in time. So I would say a question of following it up, because the register, the chart is there, the information is normally there, and the information provided also includes the translations that have to take place, etc. But perhaps one should have a more effective type of follow-up to see exactly what is happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Ethel.
Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I think that perhaps we should separate issues deriving from some sort of delay because of the views of certain countries and others due to the work of the Secretariat, because otherwise it is going to be a problem. Once we can pinpoint the problem, then we can find the solutions to them. Now, as for countries that are late in bringing in information, etc., that is something I think that had already been mentioned to in various committees, that these committees should perhaps take a stronger stances, not to act as terrorists and frighten everybody off, but just be a bit stringent. And maybe if there are certain dates that have to be abided by, certain deadlines that must be met for other organizations, they said 5 p.m. Geneva time, the gate is closed. No more comments will be accepted. Even later, even if member states come in and say that they have found a consensus, that they have a change of view, etc., that would, well, there's a bit late in there. I think that in that way, perhaps there'll be a more rapid flow of comments coming in, etc. If we don't start setting certain limits on the member states, I think that we'll never be able to solve the problem of not having the documents ready in time. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for
Latin American Caribbean. Advisor for North America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess building on the point made by the member from Latin America and the Caribbean, and also noting what the Secretariat has indicated about the ability to enforce the timelines on the part of the Secretariat, we could maybe suggest that there would be a consultation with the chair of the committee to ensure that there is actually compliance with the timelines for the availability of the documents. And in such cases where such compliance is not made or met, then essentially ensure that the item is taken off the agenda. In a lot of instances anyway, and based on the experience, when the documents arrive so late to the committee, they end up, actually the item end up not being discussed because most of members would indicate the fact that they didn't have enough time to consult the document. So this would help ensure that there is enforcement of those timelines. And perhaps, I mean, again, we're not talking about enforcement with the second, you know, but at least with the day, you know, on which the timelines were set. Thank you.
The Secretary would like to have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to recall that during the critical review we had of some texts at the last session of the Executive Committee, there were some similar cases where documents arrived late in a committee and the Secretariat had not sent for comments because there was no time for sending for comments. Then it was considered by the committee, and the committee decided to discuss it which of course they can always do, and they decided to send these documents to step 5 and 8, although they had not been sent for comments. The Secretariat and the committee drew the attention of the committee to that fact, and despite the fact that it had not been sent for comments, it was sent to step 5 and 8 by the committee. And even when it came at the Executive Committee, there was an agreement that although it had not been sent for comments, it had arrived late. Since the committee had the opportunity to discuss it during the committee, it was fine to send it to Step 5-8 because we wanted to progress work quite quickly. So it's a little difficult to apply the same in the same way everywhere, then we could do it, because that's also the purpose of the critical review. But even in the critical review, it was agreed that a document that had came too late to be sent for comments, if there was agreement in the committee, it could still go to the commission. So that's deciding. It's okay if there is a rule which applies in all cases, but in some cases documents arrive late and still they are discussed by the committee. That's really up to the committee, or also for the case of comments, if something arrives late and then the committee does not want to consider it at all, and then the committee will not meet until one more year. That's really up to the committee to see, because on the overall picture, we would like to progress the work as efficiently as possible. So that's really up to the committee. If we put really deadlines that have no flexibility, that's also possible. That would simplify perhaps the work of all of us, but in some cases that would really it's difficult to have a general approach that would be applied in all cases, because it's not been applied consistently by committees either. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Advisor for North America would like to take the floor again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess actually the bottom line of all this is that all we're asking is for better compliance. There is no, I guess, black or white, even some shades of gray could be okay in some instances. But really, in order to improve the process, is maybe improved compliance with the timelines.
I see no flags. Well, certainly the sense of the committee is to try to adhere to the timelines, which is extremely important for better consideration of the documents. And the proposal that came from the advisor for North America, that in case the timelines are not likely to be met, then perhaps the secretariat could engage in consultations with the chair of that committee, or perhaps, if necessary, raise the level of enforcement of the timelines of that organization, in that organization. But certainly the focus and substance of the comments made on the floor today is that timelines need to be adhered to so that documents can be considered. Well, on that note, the recommendations as updated by the Secretariat would go to the Commission for further consideration. And with that, we come to a close of this agenda item. With this, I also come to a close of the responsibility assigned to me as the Vice Chair. And I thank you all for being patient with me, and I thank you all for bearing with me. And I would like to give the floor back to the real chair. Okay, the chair asked me to close the session today. Before we come to a close of the session today, the secretary would like to make an announcement, please.
Sorry, we forgot to mention the earlier day, but we would like to invite all the delegates to the reception. I'm sorry for the last minute information. It will be held from 6 o'clock at the WHO restaurant. It's located on the ground floor. There is a corridor from the on the ground floor in this building. So if you don't know the location, please let us know. We will take you to the restaurant. Thank you.
We come to a close of business today. We started sharp at 9:30. We close sharp at 5:30 today. And we start sharp at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Thank you.